Peace is not the absence of war, the 17th century Dutch philosopher Spinoza wrote. It is a virtue, a state of mind, a disposition for benevolence, confidence, justice. Peace is on our minds this month with holiday celebrations, violence in the Middle East, and the threat of war in Iraq. On Tuesdays this December, we'll talk about peace from a variety of perspectives. NPR Specials correspondent Susan Stamberg begins her series of conversations about peace with a question.
Where do you go to find peace? Many years ago, that question stopped me in my tracks. I was visiting Missoula, Montana. A terrific woman there took us to see some of her state's spectacular sky-embracing scenery. Ellen Knight knew I led a pretty hectic life in Washington, D.C., where, she asked, do you go to be peaceful? I had no ready answer then, and even now, years later, it takes a few beats. But our reporters found quick answers at several very noisy places around the country when they asked people where they went to find peace.
Well, I'm an Aquarius, so it's like we love the ocean.
Taylor Johnson, 21 years old, was visiting San Diego from Danville, California. He'd come for the waters, having been laid off from his computer job. Ron Cole, 57, didn't have to travel to San Diego. He lives there, teaches computers on Rincon Indian Reservation. Where does he find peace?
Where? Sailing. No telephones, no pagers, nothing. Just the wind, that's it.
At the crowded Mall of America in Bloomington, Minnesota, 14-year-old Max Morris described how it feels when he is peaceful. Sounds a bit like an ocean lull.
Inside, it feels like things are balanced. No one thing has too much power. When there is peace, there's nothing really conflicting. Everything's in its right place.
Several teens at that Minnesota mall said they find peace in places where they're not being judged, usually with family and friends. But when asked about peace, most talked of war and their worries about a U.S. invasion of Iraq.
Where do I find peace?
At the flea market in San Antonio, Texas, 57-year-old Roddy Ingram says peace is important to him because he fought for it. Ingram is retired military.
Where do I find peace? I find peace in church. I find peace in the wilderness. I find peace in reading a nice book.
Mary Astorga, 41, works in a muffler shop on Highway 90 West in San Antonio. Where does she find peace?
Where I ride my bike, where the waterfalls. I like it there. I think it's peaceful. Just passing by and seeing everything green, listening to the birds. That's what I like to make my turn and then come back every morning. And that's how I start my day, and I feel happy the whole entire day.
To find peace, I sometimes go to an old cemetery nestled in a corner of Northwest Washington off North Capitol Street. Yes, there is traffic nearby, but somehow for me, the noise disappears in Rock Creek Cemetery, established in 1719. There's a bronze sculpture there by Augustus St. Gaudens. It's the Adams Memorial. Hard to find. There aren't any markings, but you can get help in the cemetery office.
Okay, that's where you're at right now, at the main gate.
We're here.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and go by the church. You'll be in section E, but you can't miss it. Right there in the circle.
The old memorial has been re-landscaped. A circle of evergreens planted around it. It was rededicated last June, and I haven't been here since. And these are new steps that they've put in. And there it is. Shrouded figure, cloaked, wrapped, and eyes closed in deep, deep meditation. They say that it's androgynous, and you can't really tell if it's a man or a woman sitting on that boulder, larger than life, chin resting on a right hand. But to me, it's always been a woman, an extremely strong woman. And on this particular late fall afternoon, you can almost hear her silence. The poet, the historian, Henry Adams, is the one who commissioned this. Henry Adams, the great grandson of President John Adams, commissioned it to mark the death by suicide in 1885 of his wife Clover. And Adams at first said it should be named Peace of God, P-E-A-C-E, of God. But then he withdrew that and said it had no name. And yet it has the peace of the ages to it, which is why I so like to come here and sit on this granite bench which surrounds it, as did Eleanor Roosevelt during her White House years. When the war became too much for her, when she learned of her husband Franklin's infidelities, Mrs. Roosevelt would come over to Rock Creek Cemetery and sit on this granite bench at the Adams Memorial. And she said that the statue represented one who had, her words, transcended pain and hurt to achieve serenity. Henry Adams wouldn't tell the name of this sculpture. He wouldn't tell what it meant. But the Washington Post a while ago dug out a poem that Adams had written once and published it in connection with this sculpture. And here it is. Life, time, space, thought, the world, the universe, end where they first began, in one sole thought of purity in silence. Finding peace anywhere is difficult. In the capital of the free world, Washington, D.C., it's probably even more difficult. So this is my place to go in search of it anyway, the Adams Memorial at Rock Creek Cemetery. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
Next week, our series on peace continues with an internationally known peace activist, Yoko Ono.